CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Israel is launching retaliatory strikes on Hezbollah. It follows escalating tensions along the Lebanese border and just hours after Hezbollah fired off nearly 100 rockets into northern Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's been happening for nearly a year.
In the subsequent months, they haven't stopped for a single day attacking us. No country can accept the wanton rocketing of its cities. We can't accept it either.
President Biden will start his day Monday with some Middle East diplomacy.
The UAE's Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will pay a morning call to the White House in what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby calls a milestone.
Now, this will be the first ever visit by a president of the UAE to Washington, so it's a historic one.
The Sheikh's visit will focus on several issues, including clean energy and infrastructure, and there will be a regional component as well.
The crisis in Gaza, UAE's essential role in addressing the humanitarian crisis there.
In the afternoon, President Biden will head to New York, where he will attend the UN General Assembly. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
A hearing is set for morning for the suspect in an apparent assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump earlier this month in Florida. The man faces 20 years in prison based on the charges, but could eventually face more charges. Legal analyst Laurie Levinson.
This will be a detention hearing. The court will decide whether he gets bond pending trial, but I think that's very unlikely given the nature of charges and given his background as well.
In Alabama, the hunt is on for multiple gunmen following a mass shooting in Birmingham's nightlife district. CBS's Christian Benavidas says four people were killed, 17 others hurt.
There was an individual there who was targeted.
Police Chief Scott Thurmond said authorities believe the intended target was among the dead and that the shooting may have been a hit conducted in exchange for payment.
A dock workers' strike is looking more and more likely. The International Longshoremen's Association is negotiating with the United States Maritime Alliance ahead of a possible October 1st strike. CBS's Tim McNicholas reports.
Ryan Sweet with Oxford Economics says if a deal isn't reached in time, a stoppage could disrupt more than half of U.S. shipping traffic.
This is going to be very disruptive to the U.S. economy.
In a statement to CBS News, the U.S. Maritime Alliance says it has not been able to schedule new bargaining sessions with the union, adding the only way to resolve this is to resume negotiations.
In Washington, congressional leaders shook hands on a short-term spending bill that will help keep the government humming into December. It'll also avoid a government shutdown that could have happened at the end of this month. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And Doug.
Customize and save hundreds on car insurance with Liberty Mutual. After that, you can also save me, as I'm currently hanging from the edge of a cliff. To recap, number one, customize and save. Number two, time allowing, save me.
Shoulders separating!
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Apparently one of this year's hottest Halloween costumes is Beetlejuice, but can the movie sequel made from a 1988 film really be resonating with audiences? CBS News reporter Cooper Lawrence says the answer lies in the weekend box office numbers.
Here's a preview. Be warned. It's intense.
It's a three-peat for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. The Tim Burton sequel topped the box office charts once again for a third straight weekend, taking another $26 million, bringing its domestic total to more than $226 million for a film that cost $90 million to make.
The juice is loose.
In second place, the animated new release Transformers 1 with $25
million. It's time to fight back.
Third place went to James McAvoy's horror Speak No Evil.
Oh, no. That is really bad luck.
With The Wild Robot being released this Friday, we'll see if Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice can hang on to its lead.
Feel free to express yourself. Don't be afraid.
Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
And I'm Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm, then becoming partly cloudy with a low around 58. North winds will gust to 30 miles per hour. For Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. Monday night, slight chance of a shower, low of 58. 69 the high Tuesday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Can't walk out.
Hyde Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Genuine, like love should be. to let you know I can really shake them down.
Certain look when she is on the move, and the man can't And the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more timeless hits next on WRJN.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Have you seen her? Have you seen her? Have you seen her?
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Stopping at the lower cafe.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Just wait and see people. You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. See the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby